I got a note this morning from an old mate of mine. I haven't seen him for years and years and years. When I started in radio, there were two leading newsreaders at TUE, Russell Powell and Alan Baskin. And those my age will remember both Russell and Alan reading the news at 2UE. Russell is now part of the Anglican Media Group, and he'd asked me if I'd like to speak to the Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, Kanishka Rafael. And I'm going to do that right now because there's a very important thing happening as a tribute to what happened in Bondi, prayers for Bondi. Archbishop Rafael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray. Thank you for having me.
No, it's a great pleasure. The invitation came from a person I haven't seen for a long time, but someone I have high regard for, your very own Russell Powell.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad you could reconnect.
Yeah, well, can you tell me what you intend to do in light of what happened on Saturday at Bondi?
Yes, thanks, Ray. At St Andrew's Cathedral at 6 o'clock this evening, we're having a service of solemn prayer to remember all those who've been affected by the things that have happened, the really tragic and horrific events at Bondi. And, of course, this means especially we'll be praying for the families of those who've lost their lives. But as we know, there are just so many ripple effects, so many people affected by this, those who were in the shopping centre, those who are part of that community, the first responders, who've just served with such heroism and compassion and dedication. But even though this is part of their job, these kinds of events have a terrible and ongoing effect in people's lives. We thought it was important for people to have a chance to gather together, to be quiet, to remember people, to pray, to hear from God's word about the hope and comfort of the gospel.
You'll be inviting and joined by the Governor of New South Wales, Excellency Honourable Margaret Beasley, ACKC, but I note that also clergy from Bondi will be offered the chance to come and commemorate what happened.
Yes, indeed. Her Excellency is joining us, for which we're very grateful. There are local clergy from Bondi. We'll also have representatives from the Waverley Council, and also the member for Vaucluse, Kelly Sloan, will also be joining us.
So
it's open to everybody, really. Yeah. You might be a person of faith, you might not. We've all been very much affected by these things, and the opportunity to gather together in this way, to be still, to pray for those who pray, to hear from what the Scripture has to say about hope and comfort and peace in a world of trouble. We want to make this a gift to the city.
Okay. It's happening 6 o'clock. You're inviting as many people as they wish to attend, obviously from the local community and others as well. I commend you for doing it. We've had a troubling time the last 3 days, Archbishop.
It has been distressing.
Mm. And hopefully we can move forward on from that. And I commend you for doing what you're doing at the cathedral this afternoon or this evening. Well done.
Thank you, Ray. We appreciate it very much. St Andrew's Cathedral at 6 o'clock tonight. All welcome.
Thank you very much. That's the Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, Kanishka Rafael. And that's happening at 6 o'clock, as he said. It's a magnificent cathedral, St Andrew's Cathedral, 6 o'clock tonight. And an opportunity to reflect on not just what happened, I guess, on Saturday, but that's what it's focused on, but also what happened last night in southwestern Sydney.